Good morning, my friend, and let me share with you a wonderful truth that the Holy Spirit of God brought to my attention this morning as I was reading the Word of God. You know, it's essential that you and I get into God's Word every day and allow the Holy Spirit of God to speak to our heart, to minister to us, to help us to grow in the knowledge of the truth. And here's a wonderful golden nugget of truth that I'd like to share with you, another from Psalm 91. Last time I talked to you about verse 9, "Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place." He's talking about the one who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. And you know, for many centuries, Christ was a secret. Man did not understand about God's Son, and that He would come and die for the sins of the world. This was a wonderful truth that was hidden, and man did not comprehend or understand or know it until Jesus came to reveal God to us in human form, to reveal the Father to us and teach us about the Father, to reveal the Holy Spirit to us and to teach us about the Holy Spirit of God. And so Jesus, I believe, is that secret place, and is talking about the one who dwells in that secret place and has made that secret place His dwelling place. As verse 9 says, "Because you've made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place." And then He goes on to talk about that, and He says in verse 11, "For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Now He's talking about the one who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. He's talking about the one who obeys God, who does not walk in disobedience and rebellion against Almighty God. But remember, Satan is a master at taking Scripture and twisting it and making it say something that it doesn't say, and trying to make it appear that it's all right to do something that is contrary to the Word of God. If you recall, over in Matthew chapter 4, Satan used this scripture to try to lead the Lord Jesus Christ into sin. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 5, "Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He shall give His angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.'" Satan was applying that to the Lord Jesus rebelling against God the Father and obeying Him. And that's how Satan likes to twist Scripture and try to make it say something that it doesn't say. Because he wasn't saying, if you disobey your father, then this will occur. No, that wouldn't occur under disobedience, beloved. Only as we walk in obedience to the Lord are we seeing these Scriptures true and fulfilled. And I experienced this years ago as a young man when I was in high school. I was daily studying the Word of God and reading the Scripture and having a prayer time, and it became a habit with me in high school, and it's been with me all through the years. Early in the morning, I love to do this, and the Lord and I have some wonderful times together. And I'd invite you to do it, beloved. It's worth getting up extra early before anybody else in the house in order to spend some quiet time with the Lord. Well, we were campaigning. My uncle was running for state, for a representative for that district, for the U.S. Congress. And he had asked me to come and help him. I play the guitar, and so I would play the guitar, and in playing the guitar, why, I would, I'm going to have to stop, looks like. Apparently we've got a problem here.